stop persistence as our history is real. A strong will can shine like gold. Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. My name is Wayne Bennett, and we are at the Fallen Heroes Wrestling Tournament, the first one at the Raleigh County Armory Civic Center. And my first guest today is Jeff Barney, and he's one of the directors, and guy's got all the responsibility. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning.
Tell me about what y'all have been doing to get this thing ready, man.
This started back in, we'd kicked it around for several years, but we pulled the trigger on it back in February of last year and went ahead and booked the armory, and we've been going at it ever since, trying to get it organized and everything set up.
And have you got sponsors that are helping?
We got Little General sponsors, one of our gold sponsors, Pioneer Bank. We got Adams Power Equipment, Lauren Walsey Insurance, All Season Lawn Care. We got several sponsors.
Now, you've been involved with the wrestling. Well, you were a former athlete yourself, and then you've run the Sandlot down in Arsenal. Training is in the back. Tell us a little bit about that facility.
The Sandlot is a nonprofit baseball and softball indoor facility that we started in 2020. Our goal was to get people off of, during the COVID pandemic, was to get people off of the PlayStations and off the couch and back into exercising and playing ball again. That was our whole, me and Lauren Wall started it, and my wife and his wife. And that was the whole reason we started it.
Then in the back, the Arsenal Training Center, that's primarily wrestling and lifting?
What, wrestling and lifting. Jeff Neal and Heather Neal, they own it, and they were at a different location, and they ended up losing their building and having to move. And actually, it was God's blessing to bring them down, because it's actually worked out better for all of us.
Now, the Fallen Heroes, could you tell us just a little bit about who you're honoring with this tournament?
We're honoring Jeff Taylor and Chucky Smith. Chucky Smith was a Beckley police officer that was killed in the line of duty. Chucky has a big wrestling background. He wrestled at Independence, coached a little bit at the middle school, and then he was actually a coach at Woodrow Wilson High School also.
Uh-huh. And Jeff wrestled in the youth.
Yep, Jeff wrestled in youth and Independence High School, and he was a Navy SEAL. He was part of the SEAL team that was shot down, and I guess there's been books and movies and everything made from him over that. And he's just, them two are true heroes, and we just wanted to honor them, and we're actually giving out two scholarships. We're going to give $1,000 from each family in Chucky's, one in Chucky's name, one in Jeff's name, to one of the high school senior wrestlers here.
Now, this has been, you guys went big. This is, you got 20 teams originally in high school and 20 middle school. That's
yes,
huge.
That's a big tournament.
And you got a Clocks and Mr. St. Clair coming from the state.
We did. Mr. St. Clair runs the WSAZ tournament. He runs the state tournament, state championship tournament. So we thought it was a good idea to bring him in and run our tournament, because we was going big.
And he does a great job.
And he does a great job.
And of course, it's winter, and you get weather. People don't realize it snows, but have you had any or many cancellations because of the weather forecast?
We've had probably about four teams canceled.
That's not bad.
No, that wasn't bad at all. I was really thinking more I'm worried really more about tomorrow than I am today.
Yeah. People don't realize it's not like having a basketball tournament where you just come in and start playing. You got to move mats. You got to bring, it's unbelievable. Plus you got to get a lot of table help. Who all is involved?
The primary people that's involved in it is Independence High School, Independence Middle School, and Woodrow Wilson High School. All three of us kind of went together. We got Jeff Neal, Matt Osborne from, and their families and their parents from Woodrow that came in and help. That's coming in and help us. Independence parents, Independence Middle School parents are helping. Former wrestlers from Independence and Beckley. A couple WU Tech wrestlers are coming in to work some tables for us. So we got to reach out to just about everybody. It takes a village. Yes.
Well, listen, Jeff. You guys are doing a great job, and I know you got plenty to do, and I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us, and we'll be seeing you a lot this weekend. Well, good luck.
We hope. Thank you.
Our next guest is Coach Arthur, John Arthur from Midland Trail. And how long you been at Midland Trail?
This is my second year as head coach.
Now you wrestled at Oak Hill, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah. And are you a teacher at Midland Trail?
Yes, sir. I've taught in Fayette County for going on 11 years. I've been at Midland Trail for past 7.
Now how's the Midland Trail program doing? I mean,
on the upswing. We're freshman heavy. We're young. We have one upperclassman as a junior, one sophomore, and 9 freshmen. So we're very young. But it's not a green young. They're mad experienced. They've wrestled through youth and through middle school, so they've had time wrestling before. So it's not that we're new kids; it's just they're young kids. So.
Now, does the Midland Trail area have a youth program?
The Freedom Fighters. They do a wonderful job. They do as far as a feeder program, and that's what you have to have if you want to establish something that continues on. You have to have those feeder programs. And just like with the middle school, they do an awesome job too as far as getting even the kids that haven't wrestled before in Freedom Fighters. To get kids out and kind of get them to enjoy the sport before they get to us, then it's kind of shock and awe when you get to high school wrestling.
Now, who were some of your coaches in?
Joe Harris and Alan Fail. Two wonderful individuals. Can't say enough about them.
Is Alan still helping any?
I don't know if he's still helping any at Oak Hill. And I know he's still around and super passionate about the sport. He's an awesome mind to have around. I coach with Jeremy Moore for the football team, so I get the coach against Toby sometimes.
Yeah, Alan, when he first came to Beckley, brought his son over and wrestled for Beckley Central, and then he was one that was instrumental in helping get an Oak Hill program, and it's been doing well since then. Alan knew a lot of wrestling, came from wrestling country, and I haven't seen him in a while, but I agree with you, great fella. Anybody else that was influence on you as far as going into coaching or anybody that
well, Coach Harris, Mr. Harris, yeah, he's couldn't say enough about the man. Gave him a first job as a teacher, kind of got me into it. I coached his son Tanner and Connor Gibson in middle school those 3 years. When they were at Collins, I was there for 5 years, and then I kind of took a hiatus. And when this position came up, and I took advantage of it. I enjoy the sport, and it's taught me more about my life about myself than anything else I've done. So just from what the passion for the sport has come from those two individuals, especially with Joel.
Now he's at WU Tech now, and we need to get some area boys up there, help him out a little bit.
And I had wrestled there for 3 years when after I graduated in 06, and when the program first started under Bob Simile. And, and there for a while you were seeing kids from Alaska and Wyoming and places you have no idea where these kids are from. But to see that, you're starting to pull kids from Fayette County, Raleigh County, around this area, that there are quality wrestlers here. And it's a big thing. And I think a great hire for Virginia Tech, or Virginia Tech, sorry.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just, I've been kind of watching it, and they haven't been fielding full teams yet. It seems like when one year they have good lower weights, they don't have any upper weights. Another year they got all upper weights and no lower weights. It's hard to put a full team
it is
out there.
And the attrition rate in this sport, you have guys, even the step from middle school to high school and the step from high school to college it's just a you go from that small fish to this big pond, and it's hard for some people to adjust to. When I first started, we had some kids that it was a struggle because, you know, you're used to winning and you step onto a mat, and it takes a little while, especially in a
how would you describe your career as a wrestler?
I started late. I was kind of asked to come out, and I did well right off the bat. Where I was wrestling heavyweight, because you just kind of have to be athletic and strong, and you move well. I was smaller for heavyweights, but with how they coach, they kind of found in it, and that's kind of how I've built what I've done. Is that you don't need this huge plethora of things. If you can do five things better than someone else, you can win a lot of matches, and that's kind of what Joe and Alan kind of taught me. And it carried me a long way. Yeah.
What do you think about this tournament? It's the first year. It's a big tournament. I'm sure a few teams will be canceled out, maybe a little because of the weather, but most people will be here. What do you think about the Endeavor? Obviously you guys are wrestling in it. You think it'll catch on?
I think that, it could be, it's kind of like the winner's choice. Fairmont, I think if we, continues this on, again, kind of gives us area teams, a place to go to instead of always traveling in Huntington. You can get these kids in the coal field, an area to wrestle against, not only competition locally, but you can draw other schools to it, which is a wonderful thing. And I think it's good for the area. It's huge for area wrestling, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Coach, I do appreciate you stopping by and talking to us, and good luck. And hope you guys carry home some medal with you. Our next guest is Dave Vincent from Oak Hill High School. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
And you guys have been moving around a lot this season, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've made some trips. Of course, we started out in Summersville. We have done a girls tournament for Kirsten Coleman, who's had success there, and also went to the Eastern Panhandle for a tournament. That was a eye-opening for some of our kids.
Wow. Who all did you run into up there?
So we saw Martinsburg, Spring Mills was the eye-opener for some of those kids. Wow. Saw some Northern Virginia teams, Maryland team, Bethesda. Saw Jefferson as well. So got to see some Eastern competition, Eastern Panhandle competition we don't typically get to see through the year.
How would you characterize your team this year?
We've got some kids who have worked hard in the off season, and they're going to do well. We've got some other kids who are learning and progressing every day. Seeing some improvements with some of our kids are outstanding. And I'm looking forward to how they're going to progress through the year and what they do at the end of the year.
Now, you guys have got a pretty fantastic facility now. I mean, compared to what a lot of schools have.
Well, so the Fayette County Board has been awesome. When they closed some of the elementary schools to make the New River Primary, they had one of the schools, Rosedale Elementary, that was they're still using as office space and storage, and they gave us the gymnasium. And it's we put custom mats down, put mats around the wall, and it's about a 60 by 40 room. It's really nice. We have a weight room on site. It's nice.
Now, does the youth team and a middle school team use that?
So the middle school team practices where we used to practice with scheduling conflicts with the coaches, with Braden and myself. It's difficult for us to match up at the same time. But now our youth does come in and practice a couple days a week at Rosedale.
And people don't realize when you don't have to roll the mats up every day and that kind of stuff, it's such a relief.
Yeah, that saves half an hour, 45 minutes every day.
Yeah. Now, how do you, how is your youth program doing?
It's growing. There was a little bit of a hiatus where we didn't have a program, and Aaron Shoemate's picking that up, and he's doing well with it.
And how about the middle school?
Very good. There's some kids who are there who have really bought into the program, and they bought into it, and they're doing well at most of the tournaments they go to.
Now, what do you have after this tournament, the Fallen Heroes tournament?
So we've got the regional quad qualifier with at Woodrow with St. Albans, Riverside, and us. And, of course, the top two will go to Lewisburg for the state duels tournament.
Now, how are you going to how do you compare there? Do you have are you going to have a full team?
You know, we're giving up three weight classes right now. A couple kids. We had an injury with one of our standout kids that would score some points for us. They're about 138. And Hayden Keffer, hope we'll get him back by the end of the year. And then Joey Jordan, we lost him as well first of the year. Hope we'll be able to get him back towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Those are two kids that – one was most improved last year and the other one was rookie of the year. And that, those are two those are two tough ones.
I know you got the Coalfield ahead. And are you guys going to Huntington this year?
We are. So after the dual qualifier, we'll have the National Guard duels in Summersville, which we host. That'll be the 6th and 7th of January. And really looking forward to that.
How many teams do you expect?
27.
You want to take 27?
Yeah, we'll have 27 there. Really excited about the National Guard. They're really using this as a recruiting event, and they're pulling all the stops out for it. So they are setting up to. I think they're going to bring a Black Hawk helicopter in. They're bringing a gaming station. It's going to be a different kind of event, one that we're really looking forward to and we're excited about.
And I think it's a good idea. You guys have limited it to 27. Sometimes you get too big.
Hey, I've got mixed emotions about it. I'd like to see it back at the 36 team format, but you get six pools of six, and you know there's times we've gotten out at 11:30 at night, and then we got to be back at 6 a.m. in the morning, 6:30, and it can be tough. Uh-huh. So you know, I'd like to keep it somewhere between 27 and 32.
Yeah. So how are you going to do today and fall on heroes? Of course, we're going to broadcast this a little later, but give me a prediction. I know wrestling coaches hate to predict.
Yeah, I hate to predict. I'm really looking for some key matchups with some individual opponents. I like the fact that we have some regional teams here that we'll see in a regional tournament, and that's really what I want to see. I'm looking for some matchups.
Great.
I'm not going to make any predictions, but I'm excited to see some of these matchups.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us, and good luck to you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Our next guest is Alex Neal from George Washington High School. Alex, welcome.
Well, good to be here.
How come you guys decide to come this direction? Actually, this is the second week in a row you guys came to Raleigh County.
Absolutely. Well, listen, the way that this tournament's ran is kind of unique.
Uh-huh.
And we're looking to get a bunch of mat time. I got a bunch of young and inexperienced guys. And sometimes the best way to get those guys up to par is to bring them down here and get them on a mat.
And you're going to see some regional foes,
Absolutely. That's another thing. I got some other guys I need to get some regional matchups with and see if we can get a higher seed.
How's the team doing so far?
We're doing okay. We're getting better every week. We, like I said earlier, we're both not only young but inexperienced, and so we have our growing pains. But I think we'll be okay.
How are you? Are you filling all the weight classes?
Eventually, we'll fill them all once we get everybody on the same page.
Uh huh. Now, GW's had a pretty good history of some good wrestling. There's been some. Go way back, you know. I go back in the 1970s, probably before you were born. But they won a region a couple of times. And how long have you been a coach at GW?
This is my 7th year coaching at GW.
And how did you get hoodwinked into this?
Well, I was coaching middle school, and I'd been doing that for about 4 years, and I had a little bit of success there and felt like I was doing pretty well and started looking for high school jobs. And while Jason Smith called me and heard that I was looking for high school jobs and said, "Hey man, we got an opening up here. I'd like to, we'd like to get you in the room and see what it'd be like." And so kind of went from there.
What kind of feeder program do you have?
So we just started our Little League back right around the time I took over the position, the Little League dissolved. That was the Hill, and then we had Competitive Edge for a while, and now we're really starting to get rolling again with the Charleston Wrestling Club, also known as CWC, and they're really plugging along. A guy named Joey Anderson's running that.
Uh-huh.
He does a really good job. His son's a freshman on my team this year, 106.
Now, are you guys going to host any tournaments or anything? this year? Or?
Well, we hosted the Charleston Invitational this year for middle schools, and we use that as a big fundraiser to get our season going. My guys run the clocks, and they run the matches and everything, and it's a good fundraiser for us to get us through our season and, you know, gives those middle school guys some good competition to come down to.
Anybody that in your past it's influenced you as a coach or anybody that you looked up to?
Well, I grew up wrestling in Ona, West Virginia, and then I went to Milton Middle School, and then I went to Cabell Midland High School, and there's Jim LeMaster was my middle school coach, and during the time we were there, we had a really successful team. USA Wrestling ranked us top 10 in the country. And then we went to high school, and Coach Ernie Sparks was my coach there. You know, me personally as a wrestler, I really developed in high school to become the wrestler that I was. But so Ernie Sparks and Jim LeMaster are the two guys that really played a key role in that.
Well, both those guys you mentioned are Hall of Famers, yes, and they're sir. In the both received lifetime service awards for the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. And LeMaster, even when I was coaching, he was at Milton, and Ernie Sparks, I can remember him even wrestling for Marshall University, and yes. He was. Great guy, great fella. Both, I think LeMaster's done retired and moved to Florida or somewhere.
Well, I think he's got a house on a Holden Beach, maybe.
Uh huh.
But he lives in West Virginia most of the time, I think.
And do you have any kids involved?
They just started. I've got a 9-year-old daughter and I got a 5-year-old son. It's both of their first year. My 5-year-old, he's a little emotional, so he's not competing yet, but he's practicing and he's having a blast. But you know, when we get him out there, if he were to win or lose, he'd probably throw a fist. So we ain't. We're holding him back a little bit. But my 9-year-old's wrestling in the league. It's Mountain State League, and she's having a blast. She seems to like it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was the CWC did a little Grinch versus Santa Claus video. And if you haven't seen it, it's on Facebook. It's pretty entertaining to watch. You know, like I said, man, that CWC program's doing a good job.
How many seniors do you have on the team this year?
I have one senior who's a first-year wrestler.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are young.
We are very – most of my team is either a freshman or a sophomore.
Well, good. I tell you, Coach, this is a good – this is December. It's a good learning situation.
Absolutely.
The more matches you get, you know, that's what you want to do. And then it gets a little more serious in late January and February. But I appreciate you coming by and talking to me. And I wish you good luck. And you guys have a great tournament.
All right. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Our next guest is, I call him Jamie Boland. I don't know whether you go by James or
Jamie.
James. You're back coaching again. What's been going on?
Took a few years off, but I was really helping the whole time behind the scenes and still going to tournaments and supporting. But it's good to be back and with some good young kids and some good seniors.
Now, you got how'd you get started in wrestling?
So I didn't make the basketball team in eighth grade, and my brother wrestled at the high school, and I went with him to an open practice and started rolling around with Aaron Barnett and his dad. Alan was the junior high coach at Independence and asked me to come out in eighth grade. And I think my first tournament was WSAZ in a pigtail. First year didn't go too well. Second year went better.
So you were in a pigtail. Did you come out of the pigtail?
I didn't. No. At WSAZ in counties, and that was my first season.
And you must have got pretty good at it, though. You ended up wrestling as a starter for Independence High School and had a pretty good career.
Yeah, it took a while. I was, you know, late starting, had some good coaches, Coach Gilson and Cliff, and good junior high coaches, Dave Walker and Steve Sexton, Alan Barnett. And about the second half of my 11th grade year, I started picking things up and got better my senior year. But it was a slow start. It took some good teammates, Ben Wood and Chris Brown and some of those guys to work out with.
Now, you went on to West Liberty. How did you get up there?
So I was going to go to Mountain State. They were supposed to get a team, and they never got a club team or anything. So I took a year off college, and when they didn't get their team, I called Vince Monceau and went up to West Lib, and he was there for a year. And then Mike Whaler, I was with him for 3 years. So I wrestled all 4 years there.
And you wrestled up, didn't you?
Started out 174, then went to 184. Thought it was a good idea to go to heavyweight because I could beat our heavyweight, and wrestled heavyweight a year. And then my last year, I actually went back down to 165, where I probably should have been the whole time.
Well, how much did you weigh when you wrestled heavyweight?
About 210. Uh-huh. So I was barely ever 197. I could have probably made that easy.
I wish college would get a 215 or 220 class. I don't know. I've been pushing for it, but it doesn't. I don't know whether they're going to do it or not. That's a big jump from 97 to 280.
It really
197
is.
To 285.
Some of them are kind of stuck in the middle.
Now you have you been a head coach?
I've not. I've been assistant. I guess this is my 13th year. I've been assistant.
You ever wanted to be a head coach?
No, I like just hanging out and helping and not having that, I guess, pressure. And we always have a good person in that spot anyway, so Jeremy and Cliff. And so I'd rather do what I'm doing. I like this role.
What kind of team you got this year? I know you guys are still getting football players in condition and that kind, and nobody's found a weight class exactly yet. How would you describe your team?
We've got some young guys that have a lot of potential. They're getting better. And those are mostly the light guys from like Hunter Whitaker and Tyson McGinnis, Scarfino, Luke Mullins down low. They're, you know, not a lot of experience, but they're getting better and they're going to be tough. And then Purdue down low's, you know, two-time state champ. And then from 44 to heavyweight, we've got a lot of experience. Judah's back from football, Colton Caron, Isom, Jesse Adams, ninth grader at 165. We know that family. He's got the athleticism that his brother's had. He's going to be tough.
Well, you guys had a lot of work to do this weekend, getting the place ready and getting things set up. Seems like everything's pretty well organized to me, though. I'm really, not surprised, but I'm in awe, I guess. It takes a lot of organization there. Listen, I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us, and good luck, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully we're here with the weather, and I appreciate it.
All
right. It's good talking to you.
Thank you very much. Our next guest is from Independence High School, Judah Price, and this is your first wrestling competition this year, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And you just kind of had a pretty good football season, I understand.
Yeah.
And what weight? Tell us a little bit about your weight right now, and what you plan on doing.
Start of football season, I was about 170, and I kind of figured I'd be 65. And throughout the season, it was just continuous working out and sweating a bunch. So I got back down to about 58, 60. So I'm probably going 150.
Uh huh. And you feel comfortable with that weight class?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. And last year, you've had 2 years in a row, you lost some heartbreakers in the state finals, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And both those guys that beat you have had success or having successful collegiate careers. I know you were fun to watch in football, and you've had a lot of acknowledgments. And what are your plans in the future, you think?
I mean, honestly, if someone wants me to go play football and wrestle for them, it's something I'm open to do, which I can't really decide yet on football or wrestling. If you had to tell me I had to cut a lot of weight for wrestling, I'd probably lean towards football.
Uh-huh.
And just trying to figure out what I got on the table and pick my choice
and you see what happens. How old were you when you got started in wrestling?
I was about 5 years old.
5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had a brother that wrestled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. His name is Connor Gibson.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is he helping coach?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He's the assistant coach now.
Okay. And I've heard a lot of good things about him too. Of course, I've watched him wrestle all along, but heard a lot of good things about him, and I'm sure he'll be a plus to the program. Now, what do you guys after this tournament? Where do you guys go to? Do you know?
We're taking a couple guys to Powerade.
Oh wow!
Going some there, and then I think on the 4th of January we have a tri meet up at Ripley.
Are you going to Powerade?
Yeah.
And this Powerade's one of the tournaments a lot of college coaches pay attention to, and that kind of stuff. And so, how do you the transition football conditioning and wrestling conditions two different things.
Two different worlds. Yeah, it's different.
But so, how tough was it on you the first week or so?
This past week we only had 3 days. So I'm hoping. Try to get a little bit of work on the weekend just so I can try to get into at least partial wrestling shape. But I feel like I'm running the ball 40 times in a game, got me somewhat in shape.
And play defense and run back punts and kickoffs. And you didn't come off the field very much, did you? What kind of grades did you make? Are you a pretty good student?
Yeah, I'll end up having a 4 or 5 by the end of this semester.
Wow.
I got a college dual credit class. I got a 93 in. This semester.
Well, all those things say, kind of point to a good collegiate career, and luckily you weren't injured seriously during your high school career. I mean, as far as having to sit out a season or anything like that, so everything looks good. Well, listen, I sure appreciate you coming by and talking to us, and good luck to you. And we'll be watching you in Huntington, and hopefully you'll see you at the top of the podium.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Our next guest is one of the zebras, Guy Holliday. And Guy and I go back a long ways. I can remember him as a kid wrestling and coming through Park Junior High. Guy, how you been doing?
Been doing pretty good, Wayne. How about yourself?
Oh, good. How did you get involved in refereeing?
Well, I wanted to give back to the sport that gives so much to us, and so in 97 I signed up and been doing it ever since.
Since 1997. And you called the state tournament and some of the bigger tournaments around. What's one of the things that we can't get sports referees in any sport now? Has wrestling been affected too?
Wrestling's affected. It's pretty hard to get refs. You got to have some thick skin, and we get a lot of kids a lot of times right out of high school, and they're not sitting there, where they're going to be later on in life. But the biggest thing for me, I think, is when I started in 97, the worst case scenario was some dad had a camcorder, went home and critiqued you. Now they're being critiqued immediately on Facebook, YouTube, and so forth. And so by the time these kids are getting off the mat, their friends are already messaging them, say, I seen where you screwed up. And, so it's kind of harder now to keep refs just due to the fact that the critiquing that happens, I believe, from fans.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That would put a lot more pressure, and it might cause you to hustle a lot more, though.
Yeah, you're definitely getting filmed out there now. Yeah,
and I know they've had a few controversies in the finals, the semifinals of the state wrestling tournament, and of course our state doesn't review.
Yeah, there's no video review in West Virginia at this time. They're still working on it. I think last year they talked about maybe just for the finals or semifinals, but I know it's something that's in the works eventually.
Well, how old were you when you started wrestling?
Wrestling, I started in third grade. So I've been, 8?
How did you get involved in that?
Had a flyer come by at school and I wanted to do it, and there I was ever since.
Who was your first coach?
First coach would have been John Boyden.
Yeah, John stayed in a long time and had an influence on a lot of kids. And now I know you wrestled at Park Junior High when I was coaching. We had some pretty good teams back then. How would you characterize your career as a wrestler?
I think I was an average wrestler. I mean, maybe a little bit above average in my later years. I think it has a lot to do with the heart. You know, I wasn't that great my first several years, but I love the sport. So I think it's the heart. I think a lot of parents can beat or yell the heart out of a kid. You know, they can break the spirit. And I see it a lot now. You'll see parents grabbing these 4 or 5 year olds off the mat, yelling at them. You know, you don't yell at your kid and tell them when they're playing a video game, and you don't yell at them when they're riding a bicycle going, pedal harder, you're not doing it right. In wrestling, I think we need to have more of a sympathy towards these kids, tell them they're doing a good job, especially in the younger levels. You'll see youth pack a gymnasium with fans, and we go to high school and there's only a handful of fans. I think that has a lot to do with it, is by the time they hit junior high or high school, they're burnt out. They're tired of being yelled at by their parents for something that they're trying to have fun with. With me, I was fortunate that, you know, my parents were involved, but they weren't yelling at me. It was, you know, good job, way to go, and it was encouraging, I think, more. Now, once you hit high school, I mean, you need to decide whether you want to be a state champ or if you're okay with being mediocre and go that way. You know, I got a son that wrestled. He actually wrestled for you too, my oldest son, Clint. And it was the same way. He wrestled because I loved it. He loved football, so he played football, you know. So if they don't love it, they're not going to stick with it.
Well, how does wrestling change? I refereed for 28 years, and but the sport's changed a lot.
Sport has changed a lot. I mean, we pin out of bounds now where before we didn't. I mean, if we could take the rules today and go back 20 years, there'd be different kids standing on the podium at the state tournament. A lot of the rules are different. Cross faces back when you were coaching me, I mean, they were hard and aggressive. Today, that's not allowed. Same thing with a lot of different moves. But like I said, the rules going out of bounds, I think, has been the biggest rule change to really affect the outcome of matches.
Yeah, another thing that, you know, about young referees, they don't, you know, it usually takes 4 or 5 years for someone to develop into a pretty confident official, and they don't hang around long enough to really get that confidence. And that's a whole key right there. You've got to stay in. And I think the same way with coaching. You know, you can't just jump in, coach 2 years, jump out, and think you're going to be successful unless you just got a ton of talent. But so it takes a commitment, doesn't it?
Yes, we start in first weekend in October. I start a training class. It's 30 hours of training. We bring wrestlers in to give them scenarios. They get a call in there. Also, we've got a room full of refs, and we've got a good base of refs right now. And we help each other. We work on those Sundays, and we're usually 2 to 3 hours every Sunday going over scenarios. We're in a mat room. We're working on rules and applications of rules. And I think it helps a lot, but you're right. I looked at the list about a month ago. You either got a bunch of refs with 20-plus years or you got refs with 5 and less. We don't have a lot of in between.
Yeah.
And I think it was a failure on a lot of people's parts. In the state tournament, when I finally got a chance to call it, the closest guy to me, that was my first state tournament, the closest guy was 10 years. He had called 10 years of state tournaments. There's also a guy that called almost 40 years of state tournaments. And when you got those people staying in those positions that long, it's hard for the younger guys to get in there and to stay motivated that there's something else to go to.
Yeah.
It is improving in our state. You know, we are getting some young guys finally in the state tournament, and that gives them something to work towards, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the old, is there still a Southern Coalfield?
Yes, we're still a Southern Coalfield Association. It was started in 1973. You might have been part of that.
Pate King came up with the idea, and I think I was the first president and kind of ran it for years, and then we started losing some interest when I started tapering off. But one of the big problems back in those days, at one time we had 16 or 17 officials, but they didn't have enough work. There was not tournaments every weekend and stuff like that. And, you know, they'd get a few dual matches here and there. And so it was hard to keep 17 guys, keeping them interested, you know, where they could. Now you've got to have several officials.
Right now we're setting at 16 in the Southern Coalfield. And we do, like this weekend, where we have a few of our first-year officials that aren't calling. You know, of course, this tournament's much too big for first-year officials. But what I try to do is our first-year officials or second-year officials is I take them with me to high school matches, and I allow them to officiate some high school. High school is probably the easiest to call but it means the most also. So peewees are the hardest, and that's where we stick these new refs. We stick them in peewees where the parents are on the side of the mats, the parents are yelling at you. So it's harder really to call the peewees. It's easy to call a high school, and your wrestling's much better. The better the wrestling, the better the reffing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that helps us by retaining some of our guys. I know in different parts of the area, I've heard refs say, I've ref for 5 years, I've yet to call a high school match. And I think we got to take, you know, the older guys got to step back and allow these young guys to start calling some of the high school matches.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. I remember when I started with you reffing, I think there was about six of us. And you're right, we didn't ref every weekend. But now it's every weekend. I know the last two weekends we had to shut a mat down at Shady. They wanted to run four mats. We could only run three because we had every one of our guys calling somewhere, and that's 16 guys calling in this area.
Wow, that's great. Well, guy, I appreciate you stopping by. I know you got a busy 2 days ahead of you, and sharing some of your info, and keep on doing what you're doing. And we appreciate you. Your big contribution to wrestling.
I appreciate you, Wayne. If it wasn't for coaches like you, I wouldn't be here.
Thank you. Our next guest is Mark Solak from Greenbrier East High School, Spartans. And Mark, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, how did you get involved with Greenbrier East?
About 2004, I moved up to West Virginia. And my oldest son, Josh, got involved in wrestling as a sophomore. And with that, you've probably met Brian Millick before.
Oh, yeah.
he started the club. And so basically, I've got six kids and everybody wrestled. Girls, boys, everybody. And we just really fell in love with the sport. I've coached from the time I was 20 years old, from Little League baseball, football, everything, volleyball, you name it, I've coached it. And with that, I just kind of stuck with Millick for a long time. And now since he retired, I'm kind of a gap in between, giving some time for maybe some of these younger guys to come up and be really ready to take the team for long term. Because I'm an old guy. I can't do this forever.
Well, I hope it works out for you whenever you get ready to retire. But I kind of went through the same situation, and it seemed like when it come down to turning it over, I wasn't quite ready to turn it over when I thought I was. But as long as you're – now you have your son is assisting you, one of your assistants?
Yeah, one of my boys, he's a teacher at Greenbrier East. And he's done a lot for the program. He takes care of a lot of things now as it is. I'm a construction worker. I own a construction company, and I spend a lot of time with it. And he's taken the reins. We put on a real great tournament last summer with a tournament, and we're going to be doing that again this year. And he's spearheading that, and he's really taking the bull by the horn. So I've got a good guy to fill in after I'm ready to step away.
Now, he wrestled at Alderson Broadus.
Yes, sir, he did.
I heard a story that one time during his stay at Alderson Broadus, they came in and he had a deer hanging up in his dorm room. Is that true?
It wasn't a deer in his dorm room, but I've heard rumors that there was some bow hunting that did go on in the area of the campus.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
They weren't overridden by deer. I don't think so. But what kind of a facility do you have at Greenbrier East as far as wrestling?
Greenbrier East has really been blessed because of, again, Brian Millick spearheaded that. We built an 80-by-100 building that is 100% open inside. We've got four full-size mats. All the walls are lined with mats, and we've got a changing area, coach's office, bathrooms, facility, and it's all standalone and it's all wrestling.
Wow, that's great.
It's a great facility. We were able to get, we have our club wrestlers come in Tuesdays and Thursday nights. So as the high school, we use half the middle school uses the other half. And as we're going out, the little ones are coming in, and it's chaos, and it's one of the most beautiful sights you've ever seen in your life. With you got a 100 wrestlers basically moving around. It's a good thing to see.
Yeah, it beats the old days when they put the wrestlers up on the stage and you had to roll the mats up when you were done, roll them out when you were going to practice, and very seldom got to use anything that resembled a gym. Are you hosting any tournaments this year, or have you hosted any?
We are going to just have a senior night this year.
Uh-huh.
Our gym is a little hard to get. The governor is the head basketball coach of the girls team, and he needs to have his schedule flexible so that they can move things around on occasion. So it's hard to schedule things, but we are going to have one home tournament. Last year we did host a Coalfield conference, but that was over at the middle school. So we get a couple things in.
Yeah. Now I know you got some experience there at the top of your weight classes. How would you characterize your whole team this year?
I've been really pleased, especially over the last few weeks, at how hard they're working. They're a real good group of kids that really work hard, and it starts with that leadership from the past, from last year and from this year. Micah Fisher, who is a female wrestler, Greenbrier East's three-time girls state champion, she's an absolute monster, and she works hard. And that kind of – a lot of people watch that. When you see that in the room, it becomes contagious. And with that, a bunch of guys have really stepped up this year. And the new group of guys that we've got coming in, we've got some first-year wrestlers, but not necessarily freshmen. We've got some freshmen, some sophomores coming in that first-time wrestling for us. And they're seeing that hard work, and they're putting the time in too. It's really fun to watch when you stand back. And we have what we call a college wrestling or a college practice, where we just allow the guys to work on the things that we've talked about that they need to get better at.
Uh-huh.
And when you see them actually trying to get better at the things that they need to, it's fun to watch. They're taking advantage of the time that they're given to get better.
Good.
And a lot of guys in the past have always fluffed off. If you give them the time to do nothing, they do nothing. These guys here are working.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, you've had some guys come from the East program to go to WVU Tech, and I think there's a couple up there now. And
got a couple.
Had success. And you guys, what you're doing, just keep on doing it, buddy. And I do appreciate you stopping by and talking to me, and good luck with this tournament. I'm tickled to death that we're having it, and I hope it continues.
I hope so, too. There's not many times I can travel 50 minutes and get 10 matches in.
There you go. There you go. Well, congratulations. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Our next guest has been in this sport about as long as I have. Tim McCoy from Mann, glad to have you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I think, was coaching at Woodrow Wilson when you wrestled at Mann.
That is correct.
I think one match I can remember, they didn't have many tournaments back then, and it was a Southern Invitational at Huntington, and you beat one of our kids. I think it was about 138 pounds or something like that then.
That was quite a few years ago.
Who was your coach in high school?
Well, that's funny you would ask that. My coach was Wayne Bennett.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, the Wayne Bennett.
The Wayne Bennett. That's exactly right.
And I've got funny stories to tell about that, but we don't have that much time. But a great guy, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
Received lifetime service to wrestling by the National Wrestling Hall of Fame a few years ago. And was coaching at Logan and Mann and wrestling football and a great fella. How did you get involved in the sport of wrestling?
Well, as a child, I was not athletic at all. And I had an older brother that was a pretty good football player. And so I was at a football game, and some of the fans asked me if I was going to play football. Well, I said yes. Well, that was my first introduction. I was in the seventh grade, and I started playing football. And so I played seventh, eighth, and ninth grade football and learned to really love the game and develop some skills. Then I go to the high school, and so I continue playing football. And football season ends, and my coach, my offensive line coach, was Wayne Bennett.
And now,
Tootie Carter was the head coach. That's correct. And Wayne Bennett was the offensive line coach. And so he told me, along with all the other linemen, that he wanted us to wrestle. And so that was my first introduction to wrestling as a 10th grader in the early 70s.
Now, of course, when Mann was AAA at one time, and I remember Woodrow Wilson used to go down there and play in football, and man, it was something else.
Those were some really, really good football games.
Great games. Now, so was Wayne your coach all the way through high school?
All the way through high school, that's correct. And then he went to Logan, and you know, I have known him all these years, and we have stayed in very, very close contact over the years. He is a lifelong dear friend. He is a member of the family for sure.
Now, man has had, you've had a program, but it's kind of been up and down the number of people you've had wrestling. And do you still have a middle school program?
We do have a middle school program. And right now we currently have about 26 wrestlers on our middle school program. So that program's doing really, really well.
How come you've stayed in it so long? I mean, most guys get tired and...
Well, I have to admit, it is getting harder than it used to be. Probably, I would have to say the main reason that I've been involved all these years is I felt obligated to give back. I felt like the sport had made such a huge difference in my life. Of all of the life skills that I think are really, really important, hard work and dedication, commitment, all of those things that if you ever want to be a success in life, I think those are all packaged in the sport of wrestling. And if you do those things well, then you can go on, and I think you can do well in life. Uh-huh. And so it's been really more of an obligation for me to pass that on, to give other young men the opportunity that Coach Wayne Bennett gave me all those years ago.
Now, sport has changed a lot over these years, and the rules have changed. They're going more toward a freestyle, I guess, type characteristics. Have you been able to keep up?
Oh, absolutely. I don't wrestle the guys as much as I used to. That's a lot harder than it used to be. I pretty much gave that up probably in about my mid-50s. I stopped actually wrestling them. But the sport evolves just like everything else. It goes through cycles and changes. But it's still fundamentally the same sport, you know, the good old half Nelson and the double leg takedowns and don't go to your back.
Yeah, there you go. Now, you've got a pretty good kid this year wrestling one of the middleweight classes.
I have a 150-pounder that's a really good kid. He's a senior this year, one of the hardest workers that I've ever had the pleasure of coaching. He's a great kid. And
what's his name?
His name is Jim Green. He's wrestled for me. This is his fourth year, and we have real high hopes for him. You know,
have you got anybody interested or committed enough to take over the program if you decide to bail out?
Well, we're talking to a young man right now and trying to get him interested and get him trained and get him ready. So, you know, when I am ready to kind of step out, there'll be somebody there to step in. And we don't want to see the program die. Man went 40 years without a wrestling program. It actually died pretty much in about 1978 or so. And then it went a 40-year stretch that Mann High School didn't have a wrestling program. And then 7 years ago, I started the program back.
Does the football coach, Harvey Arms, I guess, is still down there?
Harvey is still the head football coach at Mann High School.
He was the junior high coach when I was coaching football in junior high. And we never did hook up with Mann. They was always had a – whenever they had a weekend – a week free, we didn't have the week, and we never could schedule them. And a few of those years would have been some good ball games, you know.
He had some great teams over the years. I actually helped him his very first year coaching at Mann Junior High. I had gotten out of high school, and I had signed up to go into the Air Force. And I had a time period in between there. And that football season, his very first year of coaching at Mann Junior High, I was his assistant.
What are you doing? This is the first tournament for Fallen Heroes, and I assume you know a little bit about the how they got the name and that those kind of things.
But, yes, sir.
What do you look for today? I mean, what did you come all the way to Raleigh County from Mann? What are you looking for?
Well, obviously, mat time. You know, we want Jim to get as many matches in as he can with as much competition as he can get in. And we just like this area. It's not a real bad trip for us from the Mann area to come over here to wrestle. And, you know, it's pretty much something that we do just about every weekend. We're someplace wrestling.
Yeah, well. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming by and talking to me, and we'll be watching out for you guys. Don't get thrown out of the match today.
We'll do our best.
and keep on keeping on. I hope you stay in another 50 years.
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Our next guest is Anthony Shrewsbury from Shady Spring High School. Welcome, Anthony. Nice to be here. Hey, you guys have already ran a tournament this year.
Two tournaments,
that's right.
The girls tournament and the Dick's Manning Duels.
Well, you're going to go down in history as a pioneer as far as the girls wrestling, what you're doing with the girls, and first wrestling tournament we've had in Southern West Virginia, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And how did that go?
It went pretty good. We had 42 girls show up, which is a little over half of what was at the girls' state tournament last year. Pretty good day of wrestling. I think we had at least three kids in every weight class. One weight class, 126, we didn't have anybody, but we combined weight classes there. So.
Well, I noticed that there are several tournaments scheduled around the state now, and and I've written a little bit about it. I don't see nothing but growth. Do you?
Huge growth. I think when I looked on track wrestling, there were around 150 girls certified this year.
Wow.
In the state of West Virginia, which is about double what we had last year.
But it does put a little pressure on if you're coaching boys and girls. And
it's a lot more running and working out mat room time and a lot more to do because there's no extra pay for the girls' team because it's not been sanctioned
yet. Yeah, and that would keep some coaches from getting involved or supporting it so much. Well, how did you get involved in wrestling?
I started when Shady Spring started their very first Pee Wee program for Dick's Manning back in the mid-'80s. And I wrestled through there. And then I went to several year camps in the summer, me and Cliff Warden, and there were several other guys that were wrestling partners at all of those camps that you did.
Uh-huh.
And I just stuck with it all the way through high school. And then after high school, I got out a little bit. I coached the Pee Wee program for a little while in high school. And then went to college.
Now, Dix had... when we first started the youth wrestling, Dix had a program his own. He was always ahead of everybody, and he didn't much want to get involved with us right off the bat, you know. And he said, "Well, we do our 6 weeks program. We have a little tournament at the end, and this kind of stuff." But then, after a couple of years, when he started seeing some of the kids that come through our program, he decided better get involved.
Right.
Because Dix wasn't a dummy.
Right. Yeah, he knew he was going to get behind if he didn't.
And how long have you been at Shady High?
I think this is my 8th year.
Right. And there's been a lot of changes in wrestling over the years. What's the biggest change that you've noticed?
The biggest thing I've noticed is just the kids that come up from the Pee Wee programs have been exposed to so much more with the internet. There's a lot more moves that they know. When I was wrestling, I knew maybe 6 takedowns, 5 or 6 reversals, and that was enough to win.
Uh-huh.
But now a lot of these kids come in and they know way more than I even know that they've seen off the internet. So they're helping show me stuff occasionally. They just seem to know a lot more.
Well, there's a some argument, some people, some of the old timers think the kids during the season are wrestling too much. I mean, there's guys coming in the state wrestling tournament with 70, 75 matches, and some people think that, and you have all these duels tournaments, and people getting more on the weekend. Some saying you're increasing the chance of injuries, those kind of things. But what's your feeling about it? I know there have been a few of the bigger states have cut back on the number of matches.
I don't think it's a problem. I think Josh Good last year had 58 matches maybe and missed the first tournament. We never had the first case of any impetigo or ringworm in the room. Very few injuries. I think you just have to watch. If your kids get worn down, set them out for the week. You just have to play by ear with each kid individually.
But and then some kids on their own are getting more matches during the off season than they do during the season.
Yeah, some of them are getting 150, 160 matches I've seen on track wrestling at these big tournaments.
How about your team this year? What describe your team?
Extremely young.
You know, there's a lot of young teams out there. I mean, I've talked to several coaches, and I mean, they've got freshmen and sophomores.
I've got... It's either five or six freshmen and five or six sophomores in the starting lineup. I have no senior boys at all on the team. I have two senior girls. I've got two junior boys. So we're almost entirely sophomores and freshmen.
And what about the middle school? They seem to have a pretty good bunch this year.
They've got a pretty good bunch, but they're all new kids as well. They've got six or seven that are experienced kids. But the rest of them, they've got around 35 kids, I think. But all of those are first-year kids as well.
Now, I notice the tournament you just had was at Dix Manning.
Dix Manning Duels.
And the next one you'll have in the 1st of February is Larry Snuffer, who was his longtime assistant and then head coach after Dix Manning had quit. Are those good fundraisers? Are they worth the trouble?
That's what pays for us to go to all of our tournaments throughout the year. They buy our uniforms, pretty much everything we need, because Raleigh County doesn't give anything for wrestling.
Yeah.
So we have to raise it all our own, but that pretty much raises everything. We sell beef sticks occasionally, but pretty much everything comes from those tournaments.
And with the renovations that they've made at Shady Springs, you've got a pretty ideal situation, don't you?
Yeah, we've got four mats we can set up easily.
Yeah,
for high school mats. For Pee Wee, we can set up five to use two smaller mats.
And what do you, what would you like to see in wrestling in West Virginia? Any changes or improvements or anything? What would you like to see?
One, for the girls to be sanctioned so that they can get their own schedules and wrestle girls all the time instead of having to wrestle boys predominantly.
Uh-huh.
And the other is probably, I wouldn't mind seeing us go to an all-class, AAA, AA, single A. We've bounced back and forth at Shady over the last 10 years, three times, I think. And there's, 28 AAA teams in the state? So pretty decent kid. If they're decent, they can make the state tournament. In AA, single A, there's 56. So yeah, you got a lot higher caliber kids for the whole tournament. There's good kids in AAA too, but some of the kids that get into the state tournament for AAA aren't quite as good as some of the kids that get left out of AA.
Yeah.
And when you go to travel to out-of-state tournaments, I think it would look better for your state championships, for seedings and things, if they were all combined and you had them all competing against yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it takes people to speak up or whatever. I mean, when I first started coaching in junior high wrestling, we never got paid over Christmas at all. And so when the coaches weren't getting paid, a lot of them didn't practice.
Right.
And, you know, it didn't help the sport at all. And me and another coach in Raleigh County, we started complaining, and then they gave us 3 days the first time, and then they finally equalized it with basketball. But and then, of course, over the statewide, the number of weigh-ins and those kind of things have changed and improved. Well, Anthony, I appreciate you coming by and talking to me. And
sure, anytime.
I know you guys, you don't have to go out of town to get some matches. That's great.
We've got good matches here. Wrestling around the county has got really good all around the county. So you don't have to go far to find good partners. Around the county is looking really good right now.
And you guys, I mean, with your two tournaments, boys tournaments and this tournament, and then, of course, Coalfield is going to be an excellent tournament this year. I mean, you guys, that's great.
A lot less travel to spend for staying in hotels.
Well, appreciate you coming by, and good luck to you this week.
Thank you very much.
All right. Our next guest is from Greenbrier West High School, Jeremy Tincher. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you guys, how did you get involved in wrestling?
Oh, well, I was always a football guy and loved the game of football since I was just a very small kid and always wanted to coach football. And so my senior year, my brother quit the basketball team. He's 2 years younger than me. He was a sophomore. He quit the basketball team and went out for wrestling. And I thought, well, I can't let him wrestle and come home and whip me every day. So I'm going to go out for wrestling too. So I went out as a senior and I wrestled. And, you know, I was a first year guy. And I mean, whatever.
It was Coach Toby Harris the coach?
No, Brian Jones.
Okay, Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, Brian Jones. And then, so then I graduated high school, went to college, and I never went to another wrestling match, never thought about wrestling ever again. And I graduated college and I moved back home and I was at my parents' house. And this great big burly redheaded guy pulled up in my driveway and told me that he heard that I'd graduated and I was a teacher and he needed a teacher to help him start a wrestling team at Rupert Junior High. Well, it just so happened that I was related to the principal. So, you know, I told him, I was like, well, I don't know nothing about wrestling. I only wrestled 1 year. He's like, I just need a teacher to help me. I'll do all the coaching. I'm like, okay. So I called the principal, Sandy Aldridge, and told her what we wanted to do. And she bought uniforms, bought warm-ups, did everything we needed. And we practiced on the stage out at the old Rupert Junior High. And I had about 10 or 12 kids. Well, I was coaching football at Smoot. And at that time, you could take kids from another school if they didn't have that sport and put them on that team. So I took 3 or 4 of the Smoot football players and put them on the Rupert wrestling team, and we had a wrestling team. And we did that for a couple years, and then Mr. Harris took the principal's job at West. Joe took the head coach's job, and he asked me to be the assistant. So, you know, Joe was there 3 years, and then he moved to Oak Hill and got married, and they handed it to me, and I had a grand total of about 5 years wrestling experience when I took the head coach's job.
So how long have you been the head coach?
I've been the head coach since 1999.
Oh, wow. Now, I remember that Rupert team. I think I used to bring a B team over there and wrestle.
Yep.
One time, Dave Ransom was refereeing, and he wanted me to bring a B team over, and we came over, and I remember that.
Yep, we come to park a couple times and wrestled.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, of course, Greenbrier West has had how many coaches have they had at Greenbrier West?
Well, they had Mr. Harris, Joe, Brian Jones, and myself. We've had 4 head coaches total in 50 some odd years.
Yeah, and have you had kids involved or anything with wrestling?
My own kids?
Uh-huh.
No. My son wrestled a little bit at Shady Springs, middle school, but no, I haven't coached any of my own kids other than Malika Marquise that I adopted.
Yeah. Now you've got a pretty good support system over there on the west side of the county.
Yes, wrestling's a pretty big deal, and you know we have a lot of fans that really follow our wrestling team, and you know fortunately we've been pretty blessed with some pretty good wrestlers over the years, and we've given them something to be excited about.
Now you've won how many state championships?
3.
You've won 3.
3 state titles.
And how many times you finished runner-up?
Last year was the first year we finished runner-up. So since 2013, we've won 3 state titles and been runner-up once.
Now, and a couple of those titles were when it was all double-A, single-A.
The first one in 13, we were double-A.
And then the other two, we won at 19 and we won it in 20 in single A.
Yeah. And do you think it's a good advantage for you to be, I mean, a lot of coaches aren't at the school or don't teach in the system. Do you think that's a big plus for
you? I don't know how you do it and not be at the school, especially wrestling. You know, you're dealing with weight, you're dealing with, you know, all kinds of external factors that affect your, you know, your kids' performance, their grades, you know, all kinds of stuff, family issues. I mean, all that stuff plays in a factor into whether or not, you know, a kid's able to perform. So being at the school is a huge advantage. Yeah. Plus, I teach weightlifting. So I have two weightlifting classes. So we get them all in weightlifting, and you know, that's a bit that if we didn't have weightlifting, I don't know how we would do it, honestly. I mean, you know, because our kids typically are not, you know, we're in a small school, it's hard to find those big, strong kids walking around everywhere. And we have to develop kids. You know, we get them as freshmen and we have to develop them, and we do that in the weight room.
Now, you, last year, when you guys were in the region, of course, you have to compete with teams like Independence and Herbert Hoover and to get kids out of the region. But I was looking at the numbers, and I actually thought you guys had a pretty good shot at the state title, but I didn't realize Cameron had the quality kids they had.
Well, and then, you know, they had the kid, they had the Angel kid who transferred from Willing Park.
Yeah.
And he made the finals. Now that's 25 to 30 points at the state tournament. Now you take him out of their lineup and put him back at Willing Park where he come from, then it's a lot closer. But they were just better than we were last year. They had quality everywhere. They had the Bush kid who's wrestling at BU now. He might have been the best kid in the state, you know, or top three. So, you know, and he scored him a bunch of points because, you know, he was going to pin kids. He got a lot of bonus points. So they were just better than us from top to bottom. They just had a quality team, and they had numbers. You know, it wasn't just their quality. They had six or seven, you know, that went down there and stood on the podium. So, you know, they were better than we were, and that's, you know, it is what it is.
Now, what about this year's team? I noticed you went to the Point Pleasant tournament, which was really good competition.
Yeah.
And you got to see Point Pleasant, and now you're here this weekend. There's some good teams here.
Yeah, we're young in places. I've got 21 kids out, so I've got a full team, fill all my weight classes, which is the first time we've done that in a long time. We've still got some kids jockeying around trying to figure out exactly what weight they're going to be at. You know, like today, I've got two state place winners in the same weight class. Whoa. So, yeah. So, one of them's wrestling varsity, the other one's a JV. So, how often do your state place winners have to wrestle JV? So, kind of speaks to a little bit to, you know, the quality that we have. We, you know, we got some pretty good kids, and we just got to get them all where they need to be, where they match up physically. And then, you know, and I think by next week that'll happen. And, you know, and then January and February is what matters. We'll go from there, and kid, you know, we got some kids that this is their first time. They might be juniors or seniors, and this is the first time in our lineup because they've had other kids in front of them. So, you know, that's always a good problem to have. And, you know, you got an older junior or senior that's first time in the lineup. Well, he's been through the program. He knows what's expected. He knows what we do in practice, and, you know, he's older and more mature. And so they just got to get better. You know, we just got to keep working and getting better, and hopefully in February we're where we need to be.
What on your schedule? You go to Summersville?
Yes. We go to the Armory.
And you go to Coalfield?
Go to WSAZs.
You going to Huntington?
We go to WSAZs, go to Single A Challenge, go to Coalfield. I mean, our schedule is not easy. You know, that's what I told those guys at the beginning of the year. I was like, you know, fellas, we don't wrestle an easy schedule. This is not middle school cupcake stuff. This you looking at a dog every week.
Yeah.
You know? And to me, that's just how you get better. And
you have to do that. You have to raise the level of competition if you're ever going to get your kids to go where you need them to go.
Well, I know coaches don't like to predict, but barring injuries, or think you got a shot at the state title this year?
Well, it's going to be us or Cameron. You know, I mean, I think it's a two-horse race. I don't think anybody else in single A, is ready right now to be either one of us, honestly. But, who knows? I mean, do I think we can win it? Yeah, Cameron graduated the Bush kid. That's a huge – but we graduated Brad Blevins. So, we don't have Brad in our lineup. So, I think it's going to be closer this year than it was last year. But, right now, until we beat Cameron, Cameron's the one guy, the one team, and that's, what we're trying to do.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming by and talking to us, and good luck this weekend, and good luck for the rest of the season, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you again sometime. All right,
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes the first podcast of the Fallen Heroes Wrestling Tournament. And we like to thank all the coaches and referees and wrestlers that came out and talked to us. And also, we'd like to thank the Armory Civic Center for being so hospitable, giving us a nice place to work. And hopefully this tournament it will catch on, and we'll have one every year. There was a rescheduling the second day because of the extreme weather, but everything was go. And we do thank you for listening in, and until next time, God bless you.